Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound in offering both hope and help for men. And I tell you what, today's topic, we all need help in this area. First, we just got to get ourselves out of the way. That would be my pride and my ego, and then it would be a lot easier. But in the studio with help with this arena, because this guy knows everything about apologizing because he's done it so often.
This seems to be kind of a character comment. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, I mean, if people really knew you, they'd understand. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because that makes you, draws you that much closer to being more like Jesus, you know?
All right.
Right?
So. it's okay. One of those compliments. I just don't know how to take that.
Well, I'll take it any way you want. Tomorrow's topic will be whatever we talk about today. Anyway, in the studio today is a man on vacation. He's not wearing brown today. He's wearing orange. So
yep.
That would be the man in brown. That would be Eric.
Good morning,
you, brother.
It's good to be here.
Hey.
As always, good to be here.
Okay.
You always look at me like you don't believe me when I say that. Say, oh, yeah, right. Whatever. It's good to be here. Sure.
Yeah,
I've heard that one before.
Yada, yada. Anyway, so you have some time off and you're doing some chores around the house, as you always do on your vacation.
You know, I have to be intentional to actually stop working.
Yeah, or be told and commanded, don't do this, don't do that.
Yes, yeah, sometimes I need help from others in that.
Yeah. Well, they're always there to be able and willing to assist in any way they can, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so with today's topic, we're talking about apologizing or apologies or however you want to quote that. But we always like to kind of kick things off before we get into the main topic with a little encouragement for men, because men are primarily who we talk to on the show, Band of Brothers. That's what it is. But we do on occasion have women that listen in. They could be wives. They could be mothers. They could be fiancés, sisters, whatever. They want to know why the men in their life are the way they are. You know, why is it they act like this? Why do they talk like this? Why do they, you know... And sometimes they like listening in to see what that is all about. So on occasion we get those. But we acknowledge primarily men is who we talk to. So you have anything on your heart to encourage these guys with today?
Well, you know, every once in a while, Raul, somebody will, you know, in conversation ask, you know, say to me, I just don't know what God's will for me is. I just want to know what God's will is for me, you know, because we're, well, you know what? He doesn't just come along and write it on the wall.
Well, maybe I just don't want to spend that much time waiting to hear from him either.
Yeah, but but guys are sometimes shocked when I say, I know what God's will is for you. Like, what, you do? Yeah, it's right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
Hmm.
So there you go. You want to know what God's will for you is? Your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that we continue to become more like Jesus, because that's what sanctification is it's the process of a saint, of a Christian, becoming more like the Son Jesus.
Yes.
So you want to know what God's will is for you? That you continue on this spiritual journey here, and you continue to press into Him, that you continue to be sanctified in the Word, sanctified in prayer, that we, you know, that we're intentional in all of our actions to reflect Jesus, and that is expressed here in this verse by abstaining from sexual immorality, expressing self-control in our actions.
And so often guys have a tendency of thinking that when we end up actually hearing sanctification, we think that's for those who are like the priest or the leaders of the church or the ministries and stuff. They're the ones to be sanctified, not us, you know, not
right.
me.
I'm paying them to be sanctified for me.
Isn't that what the tithe is for?
Yeah, that's what the tithe is for. So I don't really have to do any of that work.
They go to seminars and everything to learn about being sanctified, right? No, it's about you being sanctified. My Bible does not say just leaders. It says, you be holy because I am holy. Okay?
Amen.
You know, and that means you. That's right. You who are listening, you can't avoid it, you know, but that is part of what it's all about. Being more like Christ. We talked about that. We always talk about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Be holy for I am holy. You know where that is actually first found in the Bible?
Leviticus.
Leviticus. Boy, you know what?
Did I surprise you?
No, actually.
Okay. You knew that I would say that.
I figured that you would say Leviticus, but okay, what verse?
Leviticus, it's either 3 or 5, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I think it was like 11:14 or 14:14 or something like that. But
14:1, 14:3, that's what
14:3?
Yeah, 14:3.
Okay.
Yes. Now you're going to give me a look in here.
We're getting off on a little sidetrack here.
A little side note here, and I'm going, oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You know. You know what? I was when I was working in the house, I had the Bible on MP3 playing, and I was, you know, listening to Leviticus, and I'm like, you know, that book can actually it can seem dry, you know, but then you get hit with things. So even these books that you know, that we might not think are relevant for, you know, today's Christians are still so full of wisdom. You know, here we are, I'm giving a second encouragement apparently. But the book of Deuteronomy also, when Satan was tempting Jesus in the desert, Jesus answered back from the book of Deuteronomy, mostly from chapter 6. So, you know what? That Old Testament is full and rich with the wisdom of God.
Well, I can tell you it's not 14.
It's not 14?
No, it's not 14. And but I'm going to find it here before
too long. Maybe when we get back from the break, you can find it during the break, because you're acting bit obsessive right now.
It's kind of like... it's kind of like having to follow up with letting people know, yes, I know that is the Word of God. It says that in Leviticus. And hang on a second here. Let me just get through there. 11:44. Boy,
I knew there were some ones and some fours.
Yeah. 11:44. It says here, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. There you go. Whew.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. 11:44. Well, it's kind of between a 7 and a 14, you know, somewhere in there. Anyway, so there you go.
Yeah. So,
good encouragement.
God's will for you, be holy, sanctified, be sanctified in Jesus.
There you go. Amen. Well.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great segue into apologizing.
there was no segue.
There was no, maybe they didn't hear that. Anyway, yes, whatever.
We're just going to jump from topic to topic.
There you go. There's your encouragement, brother. Be holy, because He is holy, and He tells us to be holy. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. So let's follow orders, okay? So, let's get into this topic of apology. Some guys will say that means the same as amends and cowering ourselves into being humble It creates humility and feelings that are unusual for men. It's uncomfortable for us to get to that place of apologizing, because who wants to admit they're wrong? I want to look for everything that says, yes, I am right, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's taken me a little longer, like 28 years, to finally find out that, oh, I can't find it, you know, I am wrong.
Right. Yeah, and we want to justify our actions, and you know, it's we want to divert the blame from ourselves any way that we possibly can.
And we want to blame, yeah, like you said, people, places, and things, everything else, you know. But why is that, you think?
Well, because of the fact that I don't want people to know that I'm screwed up.
You'd have to say as I was drinking coffee.
I wasn't sure if it was going to get fat.
So it's all about Eric. If you guys want to blame Eric, you can, because he's admitting that, hey, he's a screw-up, so he's can be blamed for everything that's going on, even in your life.
Yeah, well, you know what? I am responsible for my decisions.
Yes.
And the decisions that I make, they all have repercussions.
Yeah.
Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, we need to get to the place where we own up to the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, relationships are on the line here. We're going to damage our relationships, you know, if we continue to be bullheaded and not want anybody to know that, you know, that I either committed this sin over here, or that I was weak in this area here, or that I just plain forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to, you know, divert that blame. You know, oh, I forgot. Well, you didn't put it on the calendar.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, that you mentioned some key things there that kind of lead up into taking our own responsibility. And you mentioned relationship. You know, a lot of guys end up wanting to isolate and not have relationships with other guys for whatever reason, or other people, for whatever reason it is. But, you know, whether you like it or not, you're still in relationship with those. Even if you minimize the relationship, you're still in relationship. You know, God blessed Adam with the very first gift of his presence. That was a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first thing that he gave Adam after he created Adam. It wasn't that he gave him Eden or Eve. No, it was God's presence. And that relationship is one that we have also, okay? Now, it may not be a very good one. It may be one that we're working on and trying to strive to be better, and yet we kind of pull back. But relationship is what it's all about, you know? And when we get into this scene where I am wrong or I've caused harm to you, I need to take an action. That action is apologizing. It's admitting that I have done something to cause harm, or to lead you astray, or mm-hmm. to whatever it may be, that usually doesn't have anything to do with anything good necessarily, right?
Yeah, and it is our responsibility to do that. You know, I can't force anybody to apologize to me. I can't force anybody to accept my apology,
mm-hmm.
but it's my responsibility to, in a sense, to clean my side of the street.
Right. Right.
Okay. And, you know, the book of Hebrews says, in so much as it depends on yourself, be at peace with one another.
Yes. Yes.
You know, yeah. As so much as it depends on me, mm-hmm. be at peace with other people.
Well, that's another key right there. And you mentioned it without saying it, responsibility, that we're responsible. And we mm-hmm. need to take on that responsibility.
Yeah. Right? To own up for our actions.
Exactly. And that there are things that we need to do. But most men, that's one of the words that just kind of makes us cringe sometimes. Because somebody else wants one more thing from me, you know, more pressure. You know, now I got to be responsible for that, for how they feel. It's not my problem.
And our pride just gets so much in the way, you know, because if I find myself in the position of needing to apologize, I don't want to because of my pride.
Yeah.
You know, pride and humility are, you know, the polar opposites of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God says that he will exalt the humble and bring low the proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's clear which direction God wants us to go in this.
Yeah, especially when he mentions that, hey, the meek will inherit the earth, you know?
It's right, okay. Right. But to humble myself before another person and, mm-hmm. you know, and request, you know, forgiveness or whatever right. We'll get into some languages of mm-hmm. apology here in a little bit, whatever that language may be. But, you know, to humble myself, Raul, that's something that, you know, it's actually, you know, kind of painful.
Yes.
To have to do those things. It's you know, it's a very intentional thing. It's and you have to be willing to, you know, to kind of die to yourself
mm-hmm.
and you know, admit the wrong, you know, whatever it takes. But you know, I don't want to do that because it's, you know, I have to completely empty myself of my pride and humble myself before another person. And that's a painful, scary thing, especially since I don't know how it's going to be received.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that for me, it's never been about how it was going to be received. It's how I'm going to look after this is done or by mm-hmm. showing myself my weakness to somebody else, admitting that I was wrong and that not only was I wrong, but I caused harm. Okay. So often, the last thing I want to be doing is allowing somebody to know more of me, because I have been hurt in the past from people who know me. They used what they knew about me to take advantage of me, to be able to put pressure on me, to be able to. And the last thing I want to do, I want to do life my way. I don't want people to be telling me what to do. So the last thing I want to be doing is telling people about who I am, because if they knew who I was, they could take advantage of that, okay?
Yeah.
And so as a result of apologizing or humbling myself to say, you know, I was wrong in this case here, that would almost like open the door to you to be able to come into my life and get to know me a little bit more. And it's like, ooh, that's really kind of uncomfortable. Now, mm-hmm. that kind of, and I know this strikes a chord with a lot of guys, because guys are some of the toughest nuts to crack when it gets into, hey, you want to be in a relationship? You ever see a group of guys at the church or any place, you know, that when they meet somebody and they're meeting other guys you've never met before or anything, what are the words that they usually come out, questions that usually come out first?
Hey, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, what do you do for a living? Well, I don't know. I'm just a bum. I am actually between work, you know, between jobs, you know, I've got this great, you know, and yeah, it's, you want to keep it to the things that are surface stuff,
yeah,
right?
The external.
Yeah. The last thing you want to hear is that somebody asks and you say, so how's your relationship with Jesus Christ? You know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can spend 5 hours on a golf course with my friends and never scratch the surface in conversation.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's amazing how we guys interact with each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, we don't want to go below the surface. And I certainly am not it's not my first response to be completely transparent. That's something that I
right.
have to do, you know, intentionally. You know, because if people knew, Raul, what was, you know, inside my heart, they wouldn't like me.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's the thought that goes on in my head. If they knew who I am on the inside, if they knew all my struggles, if they knew all the things that I've done, well, you know, these guys, they're not going to like me. They're not going to want to be my friend anymore.
That's right. That's
you know? Right. And so the wall comes up, and I just show them the outside.
Yep. Yep. Because truly what it comes down to is that we don't like what we see on the inside either of ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
And the last thing we want to do is sit there and think, you know, I'm sitting there going, I don't even like me. The last thing I want is to think, have you not liked me too? Then we're in agreement. And then guess what?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go. Listen, let's take a break. And then we'll come back and we'll continue talking about this thing on apologizing. Let's just end it with, or this segment here, with a verse from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Man, the last thing I want to do is that. Mm. Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, bench marker, keepsake urn, or flag case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments' anniversary event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your hurt, bring your tears. There'll be no condemnation here. You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. And every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay, 'cause I hear a voice and he calls.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. And Eric, stop dancing. Just sit down.
Yeah, we should just let that song keep on going.
Oh, yeah,
till
I know.
The end.
We could just be tapping away on that one there. Just turn it up and let's just go at it. Anyway, so apologize. You've got some things you wanted to share with the guys.
Well, okay. Let's take like a scenario here.
A scenario.
It's a good word.
I like that. The curtain opens. Here we go.
All right, so here's what happened. I know this is backwards from the way it would probably happen, but your wife forgets your anniversary, okay? So I'm going to list off a series of things that you might like to hear her say, and they represent different ways of apologizing.
Because the anniversary means something to me.
Because the anniversary means something to me. Apparently it doesn't mean anything to my wife because she just completely blew it off. Yeah, right. I know.
Okay,
it's backwards.
Yeah,
it's backwards.
No,
okay,
so
A, I can't believe I forgot. You and our marriage are so important to me. I am so sorry.
That's what we want to hear from her.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about things that we want to hear from her. What would we want to hear?
Okay.
B, there is no excuse for me forgetting. What was I thinking? C, what can I do to prove my love for you? D, you can bet I won't forget next year. I'm going to circle the date on my calendar. Or E, I know you're hurt, but can you ever forgive me? So these are five different ways of apologizing. And they represent, so A was expressing regret.
Mm-hmm.
B was accepting responsibility.
Yep.
C was making restitution. D is genuinely repenting.
Yes.
And E is requesting forgiveness. So these are the five languages of forgiveness, according to Dr. Gary Chapman from a book that we have here.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, we often reference the five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is important because, you know, we have to know how to convey love to somebody.
Right.
But there's also different ways that we accept forgiveness. And so we have to learn to speak the other person's language, so to speak.
So they can understand what we're trying to say.
Right. Because I might have, you know, one way of apologizing because I will tend to apologize in the way that I receive apologies.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
Now, my wife accepts apologies differently than I give them.
Yes.
Which can create problems because if I don't do it right, it doesn't mean anything to her.
And if I don't get a response, it upsets me. Wait a minute. How come you're not responding to this?
So if I'm you know, expressing regret,
yes,
and she's the kind of person who likes to have somebody ask for forgiveness, well, then what I've done doesn't mean anything to her.
Right.
You know, but if she's the kind of person who wants to know that I regret my actions, well, then when I express my regret, then, you know, that's what she receives. So it becomes a difficult road to go down because we have to know how that person receives forgiveness.
Right, right. Because as a result of even asking for forgiveness about a specific thing, what could end up happening is that you end up hearing what you're saying and realizing that there are other defects of character that need to be asking for forgiveness for also. Right?
Yeah.
It's not usually just one. It's attached to some others.
Right.
Maybe the time that I'm not giving you or paying attention to you when you're talking with me, you know.
You know. The fact that I did this.
Yes.
And then I lied about it.
Yes, 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 yes. So usually this attaches quite a few things. But, you know, this is all, nothing happens by mistake in God's world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Because usually with these, and we're talking right now specifically with your spouse, okay, with your wife. Okay.
Yeah. And that's probably what I'll reference the most because that's who I tend to apologize to the most.
Yeah. Well, you know, she kind of lives with you, you know, she sees you a lot, you know, and she knows everything that's taken place in your life. And so it's kind of difficult to.
But, you know, that's not the full extent of it because, you know, I also have children. And I have found myself in the position of needing to ask for forgiveness or to to apologize to my children. And I'll tell you, that is super humbling.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, I'm dad. They are their children.
Yes.
You know, and it's supposed to be, you know, like, you know, caveman, ugh, me carry club. You know, I'm the one in control.
Should be in fear of me.
Yeah. You know, but and there comes the time when we actually have to humble ourselves before our children and ask for apology.
Yeah. Then there's the dog. Doesn't matter. You can lock the dog in the trunk, drive around the block a few times and bounce him around. When you open that trunk with the key, he's so happy to see you.
Yeah, if only they could all be like dogs.
Yeah, but the family is not going to be the same way. You know, they are not going to be the same way. And
right.
But, you know, the key is, you know, you had mentioned Gary Chapman. He has his new book out, and it's called The Five Love Languages for Men. Okay. And just came out. And this is really, he has some great stuff. If you haven't read about the five love languages anyway, you and your wife should get that book together, read it together. Okay. It's a suggestion because I strongly suggest it because it's important. Men are from Mars, right? And women are from Venus. So
certainly created differently.
You know, different language. And we need to be able to get on the same page so often. And when we can start to understand, it's like anything else. You know, I don't know if you've been ever in a situation where you're amongst people who didn't understand the language that you were speaking and you didn't understand theirs, but it
up
can create, it can create some good opportunity to be able to laugh and to be able to try to understand each other and try to communicate and stuff because you desire to do that. With our wives, we should desire to want to communicate so that she understands where we're coming from. We want to understand where she's coming from, although that makes it a little tougher for us because, you know, we're created differently. We're A to B, you know, and they can be A to and do a whole bunch of things in between that and B. So anyway, long story short, five love languages for men. Okay. But I will tell you this, just so that you guys know, I'll say it now before I forget, because I will forget. If I've got a couple extra copies of this. If you want a copy of this, email me at help@bandofbrothersradio.com and just say, love to have a copy of that. If you email that to me, if I got any left, I'll send them to you, no charge. Okay. So anyway. The Art of Apologizing is what he calls that chapter. So anyway.
Yeah, and the help@bandofbrothersradio.com. You can also send in questions about, you know, something that you have going on in your life and you want some advice from one of us guys.
We try to give them more things to think about.
Yeah,
we want them to think about one thing.
Hey, you brought up the email address, and it just made me think about that. Cause, all right. So moving on.
Squirrel. Okay. You go ahead and just keep on doing that sort of thing. Okay. So
we got the different languages that we were talking about, okay?
Yes.
We have the accepting responsibility.
Are we having a hard time here?
I'm trying. I can't get my words out, Ralph.
You know, genuinely repenting. One of the things, I just want to go back to the book here for a moment here and talk about Squirrel. Here we go, right back to it. I've got to tell you, what's really kind of funny is that in this short chapter, in this portion where he talks about the art of apologizing, okay, he makes it, you know,
which is mostly, you know, what we're talking about,
right,
is it found in this book.
Right. He has pictures in here of facial pictures of what it looks like when we're making certain apologies or references to an apology and everything.
Yeah. And some of these faces have big old X's across them. Like, oh, don't do it like this.
Yeah, don't do it like this.
It's funny.
But it's so funny because you end up hearing, you're reading this and you go, oh, I've said this before. Like, there's one here, the guy kind of looks with an arrogant kind of look and, you know, kind of a smug. And he's saying, if saying sorry isn't good enough for you, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's like, no, that's not how you go and ask for an apology, you know. But anyway, so you would, you'll understand it, so.
Well, and some of the pictures that they have also demonstrate something that's very important is our body language when we're apologizing.
Yes.
Now, if I am saying, you know, if I'm requesting forgiveness and my eyes are cast down on the floor or drifting off into space, oh, hey, will you please forgive me?
Yeah.
You know.
There's no eye contact.
You see, there's a lack of sincerity.
Yes, yes.
You know, so it's not just the words that we use, but also our body language will convey our sincerity. So
you mean my crossed arms across my chest
crossed
here, like
arms,
this, like, hey, you
crossed
need
arms
to,
bad.
I'm sorry for what I did to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, scouring eyes bad.
The vibes. Yeah. Vibes. I don't know about you, but I have vibes that come off when I'm trying to get something across. I'm not able to communicate with my lips or decide not to, but the vibes. Do you send vibes out?
I send vibes. We all send vibes out, Raul, because we all, whether we know it or not, we talk with our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, you know, actually we're sitting in this radio booth. We're talking with our hands all over.
I know.
You can't see our hands.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just, you know, we can't control it because it's just how we're wired. It's who we are.
Yes.
You know, here I am. I'm moving my hands all around. You guys can't see it, but.
And as fathers and husbands, we sometimes in relationship with those that we love, okay, we can convey just with our eyes, you know, how we feel sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is not very – I got to tell you, one time I had somebody unknowingly took a picture of me, okay, in the midst of a situation that I was in, and it was like, wow. That was really, wow, I didn't like that look. I mean, if I was receiving that look, I'd sit there and go, whoa, you know, mm-hmm. I'd almost want to punch this guy, you know. Me, that's who, you know, I was looking at, and I was just going, wow, how telling is something like that?
Yeah, because our body language will convey what's going on inside of us, you know, and we're, you know, from all of our years of communicating, we, you know, we take these things in, you know, consciously or subconsciously, you know.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a break. We're going to come back from the break, and we're going to continue talking about how Eric is needs to learn more about apologizing.
Amen.
And okay, here's another scripture that we'll end this portion up with. In Hebrews 12, it says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I don't know about your body, but my body loves protein. That's right. And when I think about delicious protein, I think about Hempler's pepper bacon, Hempler's hams, Hempler's bun buster hot dogs, Hempler's chorizo, Hempler's chicken sausage. It's all so delicious, and I don't have to worry about extra fillers. The entire Hempler collection of smoked meats is completely free of allergens, gluten, and MSG, and is made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. To learn where you can purchase your own Hempler's meat, visit Hempler's.com.
We're back. I'm sorry. I know I said that before, but this time I'm serious.
This time I'm serious.
Trust me.
All right. Well, the last 100 times you said that you weren't serious about it. Why are you serious this time?
Because it really means something.
Oh, yes. You say as your eyes are wandering off to the side.
So often we end up, this book is just crazy. Because it's just all, I could just see. This is where I used to be,
I'll tell you what I like best about this book. It's short.
Yes, yes.
This is a man-sized
this
book.
This is it,
because
man.
Men,
When I get
into a book, I don't want a 300-page dissertation on how to apologize.
Right.
Just put it in a few pages and draw some pictures for me and I'm good to go.
That's exactly what he did.
That book truly, I can tell, is written for men.
Yes, yes. So anyway, so we, so often we end up, I remember growing up, my parents would, when I did something wrong, I remember consciously remembering them saying, now you tell them that you're sorry. Don't do that anymore. And you go tell them that you're sorry. Whether it was your aunt that you looked at her kind of mean looking or whatever it was, right? But always saying, I'm sorry. So I grew up always, whenever I did something, somebody said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And our wives and our family, our children, they end up hearing that from us sometimes because that's the way we did things, right, for so long. That every time we did something, they say, I'm sorry. But they hear it so often, it doesn't mean anything anymore, Especially if we're one of those that continues to try to get away with something, right? And always coming up and just doing the shortcut version. I'm sorry. What, you're not going to accept my apology? Well, then maybe I won't say it the next time. I'm sorry, And so really what it comes down to is realizing that I want to be able to make things right. Now, I found out from my own experience through recovery and 12-step recovery, I learned about making amends, okay, which is doing an apology, but also letting them know that I've caused harm in your life, and I know that, and I did this, and this is what I am aware that I did. How can I make this up to you, This also comes as a part of being able to say that to somebody, that it will mean something completely different, like forgive me, rather than saying I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if you realize what you just did there, but you hit on every single portion of these five love languages. Or not love language, but languages of apology.
Right.
You talked about accepting or requesting forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You talked about accepting responsibility for your actions. Mm-hmm. I've done this and I hurt you. You talked about genuinely repenting.
Yes.
To turn away from those actions.
Yes.
So you hit on so many of these things because, well, there's not just one way to apologize.
Right. Right.
If expressing regret is my language of apology, I want to hear more from you than just the regret, the I'm sorry.
Right.
Because some people receive that, and I'm sorry as an apology.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I don't. It has to go beyond that.
Yes.
I need to know that I want you to ask me for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
This is me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I also want you to accept responsibility. So like if yes. you want, if you want to come and apologize to me, you know, and this is what you'd have to know about me to come right. to apologize. You have to know that I want you to accept responsibility and ask for forgiveness. So I'd be like two of these
right.
languages are, you know, like big in my book.
Mm-hmm.
If it's my wife, on the other hand, she wants me to genuinely repent and ask mm-hmm. for forgiveness. That's right. that's what speaks to her.
Right.
You know, to know that I'm to repent, but not just to repent, but to have an action plan
to actually
to do that.
Yes, to see
to
the
see
works.
It. Yeah. Right. Because I can say that I'm going to repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can make a decision to repent, but until that decision has an action, it's
right.
you know, for devoid of all power. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, so I like what you said there because you hit on so many different of these languages of apology
mm-hmm.
because it's not just one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like you said, you know, the making restitution.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes.
how can I make this up to you?
Yes.
You
yes.
know, for me, that's not really big in my book.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, but for some people it is.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say, you know, that may be you and big in your book. You might
yep.
want me to say, what can I do to make this right with you?
Yep. Yep. Well, this whole thing of coming across and apologizing and then or making amends, talk about being dipped in the bath of humility. This is what it's about. But truly, what ends up taking place are the blessings. You know, as a mm-hmm. result of going through this pain and discomfort of apologizing and making amends, there's going to be blessings that will take place. Those blessings will actually bless both the receiver and the giver, okay? And what ends up taking place is freedom and joy and actually a newfound way of being able to hear each other. Not just that, but with your spouse, what ends up happening is that you will end up allowing yourself to talk even more about life and about yourself and about maybe your relationship. It really does set a precedence. So often I try to remind guys that when they've asked me about making amends or apologizing is to allow yourself time and space. Do not go to your wife when she's on her way to work and she's in the car saying, I wanted to just talk to you. Will you forgive me for what I said to you last night and how I treated you? Not that she doesn't deserve it then. She should have got that a lot sooner, okay? But timing is everything. You
mm-hmm.
want to be able to allow yourself time to be able to be with her in case, or with your children, in case they may have to other questions or, so Dad, I appreciate that, but why do you do that? You know, you want to be able to dialogue and to communicate with them. And these are the things that our families so dearly desire from us.
Yeah. You know, the enemy wants to take our actions, the things that we've done wrong,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to use those against us in order to steal, to kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, and I'm reminded of the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis,
yes.
when he revealed himself to his brothers as he was number two in Egypt, and his brothers came to get food, and his brothers had sold him into slavery, they left him for dead, and he got sold into slavery. And Joseph says, what you intended for harm,
yes.
God used for good.
Yes.
You know, that's the Eric paraphrase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
But
I like
but you see, what the thing that I'm trying to convey is the things that we have done. Yes, we've screwed up. We've made
mm-hmm.
some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when we humble ourselves
mm-hmm.
and apologize
mm-hmm.
in a way that the apology is received,
right.
Then you know. What we're doing is we are reconciling the relationship.
Yes.
And the thing that the enemy had used, wanted to use for destruction, God can use that for his glory, for
Amen.
His good, to bring
Amen.
These relationships back together.
Yes.
You know, to bring the husband and wife back, you know, fully under that covenant of marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sacred covenant.
And one of the things that takes place when we end up getting to that place, and let's just say that you're convicted as a result of hearing this, okay? Not guilt, but conviction from the Holy Spirit about what we're talking about right now. And there's something that you wanted to maybe say to your wife and let her know that you just feel that, okay, it's been heavy on my heart. Now it's even heavier. And so you go to her and you pray and ask the Lord to give you the right words to say in his proper timing and everything. And you go about that. But let me tell you what takes place. The Lord's not done with it. He says, man, if we're going to wring this thing out, let's wring all of it. So in other words, when imagine a washcloth, okay, that's soaked in water, and you want to use this, but you don't want as much water in it. So you rinse this thing out. You wring it, right? You wring it, try to get as much of that water out of it as possible so that you can use it in the manner that you want to use it. We do the same thing when it comes to our family. When we have an apology that you know that you feel you need to say with your wife, just ask the Holy Spirit to prepare you for anything else that he may want you to say. Because maybe not right at the same time. Don't tag him along. Do the one that is necessary, the one that is top of mind. But be open for more time to dialogue that maybe, you know, saying, you know, Spirit, do you have time? I'd like to talk to you about some other things too. Now you have an opportunity to be able to talk. If she's in agreement. But if she says, let me just try to grasp this, what you just given me and everything, you know, give her that opportunity. One thing I've realized and learned is that going to somebody and trying to do it at the right time is very good. But one of the things that's so, so important is that we end up realizing that our timing may not be what it ought to be. In other words, sometimes they're not ready to hear what they are hearing from us. So we have to be willing not to put in an expectation on how they're going to respond to us coming.
Exactly, because I don't want to go to somebody expecting that that it's going to be received.
Yeah.
I just need to go humbly.
Yep.
Just as a, because I need to, you know, to do my part. Yep. I can't force somebody to forgive me.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, brother, this is a good topic, and it looks like we just scratched the surface on it. So you guys, hey.
Well, there's a whole book that they can get.
Not just a Bible, but you can go to Gary Chapman's new book, Five Love Languages, and check it out. If you want one, email me.
Five Love Languages for Men.
For men. Yeah. All right. How about you do a quick prayer for our brothers?
All right. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have forgiven us. In the same way, Father, lead us to forgive others and also to ask for apology or to apologize and ask for forgiveness from others. In Jesus' name, amen.